buffets. You either love them or hate them. In some ways, they're an American symbol of plenty and gluttony as we celebrate freedom from want. But the origins of the buffet are perhaps as old as prepared food, as a communal place to share a harvest. And in a tough economy, the idea of an all-you-could-eat meal sounds alluring, even if sometimes the choices can be more about quantity than quality. I'm Charles Ferruza. On today's Central Standard Friday, we'll fill our plates up with suggestions for the best, the cheapest, and the most unusual buffets in Kansas City. Let us know where you go for belly-busting good eats on Central Standard Friday. All this coming up after this hour's news. And hello, welcome to Central Standard Friday, the Food Critics Edition. You know, there's something magical, even intoxicating, about the words all you could eat. In America, more is more, and buffets have become a really important part of the restaurant scene, particularly in a difficult economy. Kansas City has a veritable smorgasbord of buffet possibilities: Indian, Chinese, soul food, pizza, and the casino variety, where you can't lose, at least when it comes to filling up your plate. In the second half of Central Standard Friday, we're going to be talking about the great buffets of Kansas City, and we're very interested in finding out where you go. But first, let me introduce my fellow panelists here, starting with Emily.
I'm Emily Ferris from FeedMeKC.com and the Feed Me KC podcast.
I'm Mary Block. I write the blog Around the Block at AroundTheBlockKC.com. I do the restaurant guide for the Kansas City Star and have the occasional article.
Great article yesterday.
Thank you very much.
I thought it was Wednesday.
It was Wednesday. Okay. Yeah.
And tell our listeners who may have not have seen it what the gist of what it's about.
Basically, restaurant etiquette in the age of Twitter is how it was built, how things have changed with technology, cameras and Yelp reviews and dining mores.
Great. And this last lovely panelist?
She would be Chris Basica, and I write for Ingram's Magazine, and I'm working on my blog. I'm working on it.
All right.
I'm thinking about it seriously now.
I know. You've moved up to the thinking about it stage.
Seriously.
I've heard a rumor that your new blog will be called Visions from the Barstool.
Ooh. That's not bad, Charles.
Actually, that's pretty good.
Yeah. And then I
should say that I'm Charles Ferruza. I write for The Pitch. I'm the restaurant reviewer for The Pitch, and I also write for the Pitch food blog, which is fatcity@pitch.com. And I wrote a short piece about today's show, and I mentioned that Christine Basica prefers not to eat at buffets. And, of course, she surprised me today by going to about 25 of them.
Well, yes, that or one. But I did go, and during the second half, I'll tell you about it.
All right. Why don't we start about with new places? And, Emily, we'll start with you.
Well, last night, I should start by saying, since I've eaten at far too many buffets in my life, I spent many Saturdays at Old Country Buffet as a child, I'm trying to eat fewer carbs these days. So last night, I tried the Paleo Grill, which is at the Opera House. And Chris, I know you've been to the Opera House a few times.
Right.
Is that the Gillis Opera House in the River Market?
Yes, it's 500 Walnut Street. And I didn't realize when I'd heard about Paleo Grill that it was part of the Opera House, because Opera House is this, it's sort of like a nice, fancy food court. And they have live music and little antique markets, and there's a bar and a coffee bar and the Paleo Grill, which is in the back.
That sounds sort of caveman-ish.
Yeah, the Paleo Grill is for the paleo diet, so very low carbs, big on meat. So last night we went for dinner, and I had the grilled salmon. It was a special. It was $11.95 and came with a side, and it came with huge Brussels sprouts that were grilled with onions, and it was really good. It wasn't a fancy meal, but it was very simple and really nice. My husband Kyle got the gyro. He didn't love it as much, and Mary, he said the fries were really soggy.
Oh, okay.
So if you go to Paleo Grill, just ask for your fries extra crispy.
What's the price range at the Paleo Grill?
It's pretty reasonable. We went for dinner, and like I said, I had a salmon dinner for $11.95. They have a steak for about $13. And I should say, for people who are following this paleo diet, half of their menu is paleo and the other half isn't. which I was a little confused about when I got there. I wondered what they served their sandwiches on. They have sandwich meals for $10. You can get things starting at around 5 or 6 up to about 13. So it's very reasonable. I do want to go back and try breakfast because they serve breakfast there.
Every day or just weekends?
Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon. And then they do a Sunday lunch. I'm sorry. They do a Sunday breakfast from 8 a.m. to noon and a Saturday breakfast from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
And this is in the space formerly occupied by the River Market Brewery. And what is the address again?
The address is 500 Walnut Street.
Very good.
And their bakery there is fabulous.
I have not tried the bakery.
Oh, my gosh.
Very opposite of paleo. But
yes.
When I'm back on the heavy bread, I'll try the bakery.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yes. And I also went to the Drunken Fish in Power and Light. I got invited there for lunch. They have a decent lunch special. It was, I think, $11.50 for two sushi rolls and a bowl of miso soup. It was good. It's not my favorite sushi in Kansas City, but it was good. The service was really great. And they have really reasonable lunch specials. And that's at 14 East 14th Street in Power and Light.
Have they opened their new place out in Leawood? Do you know?
I think they have, but I'm not sure.
Someone will call in and tell us at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you can send us an email. The email address is centralstandard@kcur.org. And then we also have that Twitter thing.
That tweet thing, which is @KCURCST.
And Emily, again, where is Drunken Fish?
14 East 14th Street in Power and Light.
And that's where Beachy formerly was.
Yes.
As a sort of a landmark, the short-lived Beachy. Mary, where have you been?
Well, I know you, Charles, and you, Emily, have been to Pig and Finch. I finally made it out there. It's at Park Place, in Park Place, at 11570 Ash. And it's where Trezzovino used to be. I went once for lunch and once for dinner, and it feels very different at dinner than it does at lunch. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great. Lunch is pretty subdued. The space comes alive at night. And there was a big group of us, and we really liked everything we had, and great French fries. Even the chips and blue cheese dip were good. I had the duck cassoulet that
I like that too.
Yeah, really good.
What is the address of Pig and Finch again?
11570 Ash. It's right next door to 801 Chop House out there.
Which is the sister restaurant.
Right. And they, like Anton's and Graham and Dunn, have that short rib grilled cheese sandwich. You can get a pork chop, lamb burger. It really runs the gamut. And out of 7 or 8 things that I've tried there, only one I thought was a loser. So that's pretty good.
What was that one? I'm interested.
It was called the Gruner Salad. It would have been more appropriate for a coffee shop. It was just basically lettuce with some almonds and grilled chicken on it.
Now, I had that salad, and I really enjoyed it.
Really?
Yeah.
There was absolutely nothing to it. Maybe they left something off of it, but it just seemed a little bland to me.
Well, Charles and I had different experiences there with our fried chicken.
Yeah, we should also say that they have a sort of like a blue plate special. They would die if they knew we were talking about it in such a way. But they have a nightly dinner special, and on Sundays they advertise it as the best fried chicken ever, and I felt it was not.
And I cannot say it's the best fried chicken ever, but I really enjoyed it. Well, I thought it was – and I think – I saw a picture of your fried chicken, and I think perhaps the fried chicken that you had may have been left in the fryer too long.
I think it definitely was left in the fryer
and
too long.
And mine was not.
I also thought it was kind of stingy in the meat department. In fact, at one point I thought maybe I was eating a Finch. So – but possibly not.
Well, it's not a buffet, Charles.
Yeah. But it's a cool space. They've got the pig pictures all over and the cool-looking wine chandeliers, and I liked it. It is one of those something for every – buddy kind of places because the menu really runs the gamut.
I'll tell you, you have to have a lot of self-confidence to be seen walking out of a restaurant called Pig and Finch.
Or just
because
no
people
shame.
Are saying which you are.
Well, there's that pig coming out of Pig and Finch, yes, in my case, yeah. Okay, where else have you been?
I also went to Westside Local for lunch. I know that's not a new place, but they had several new menu items. It's at 1663 Summit, just north of Fervere and all those cute little restaurants right in there. they have a kale salad, which I know is kind of ubiquitous these days, but it had a Brussels sprout slaw on top that you mixed in with it and a really thick piece of bacon, which I guess is counterproductive to the healthfulness of the salad, but it was great. And they always have a seasonal quinoa that was really good that day, too. So that's a fun place to try.
That's great. We do have an email from someone answering a question for us. The email says that it doesn't look like there is a drunken fish in Leawood yet. May 2013 is the expected open date.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Christine, you're next on the platter.
Oh, dear. I went to a place that's not new, which I've never been to, and it was a kick. It was called G's Jamaican Restaurant.
On Troost. Give us the address there.
That is at 7940 Troost.
It's been there for quite a while.
It's been there for a few years, and the owner is from Jamaica and goes back. And if you've ever been to Jamaica and been to one of sort of the really casual Jamaican places, which sometimes are actually garages, this has that ambiance. And the speakers surrounding us were huge. And it's apparently more of a late night place and a later night place and a carry out. But during the evenings and the days, they do serve really, really good food. And so there were four of us, and I had the jerk chicken, which was wonderful. We passed on the cow's feet. I don't think he had them that night. I was devastated, of course. But this was just a really nice, funky place, I guess. And the owner, who was also the bartender and the cook, I believe.
Do they sell liquor?
Oh, yes they do.
Okay.
I wouldn't ask for wine there so much, however. Okay. Because they our friend asked for a glass of white wine, and he said nope, red. And so she got a glass of red wine, and it was pleasingly served at a very cold temperature. So
sounds like the Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah.
Cheeseburger.
Yeah. But you know what? The place is very fun, and I think we met the guy who was going to be singing that night, and he was wonderful. He gave us a little CD, and I can't remember his name.
You took a CD, but do you know his name now?
No, but I did email him. Okay. But anyway, so this is a very, if you're looking for kind of a different experience, very much home cooking feeling and very Jamaican feeling.
And not very expensive from what I
know. No, not at all expensive. I think the most expensive dish was $11. Yeah.
And so, sort of going with that theme, let me say that I think, and someone may have to call to verify this, but I think the long-awaited Clark's American Caribbean restaurant on Broadway. I believe it is 36th and Broadway. It's in the old Chubby's building.
Oh, okay.
Where Chubby's was in the 1980s anyway. And it's owned by the Clark family. And the chef is Joseph Clark, who was a chef in Atlanta and moved back just to help his brother open this restaurant. And I was in there a couple weeks ago. It's spotlessly clean. You will not recognize it as the former Chubby's or any of its other incarnations. But they are also going to serve Caribbean food, including jerk chicken and some of those dishes. And I don't know about cow's feet. And as well as American soul food dishes like fried chicken. And it was supposed to open March 2nd. I meant to drive by there last night, and I didn't. So if you are familiar with Clark's American Caribbean Restaurant on Broadway, and it is open, let us know at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. We want to know where you have been, new, or a place you especially like, because that's what the show's about. And you could send us an email, as Mark just did. Mark adds that people are already writing about buffets, so I might hold these emails. We are taking your calls, 816-235-2888 or Central Standard at KCUR.org. Or
that tweet thing, at KCURCST.
Or maybe we should just jump into buffets.
Well, let me mention one more place.
Is it a buffet? Yeah.
No, it's not a buffet. And I also forgot to mention the oxtails at G's, which were fabulous.
I thought they were neck bones.
No, that's at the buffet.
Okay.
And Chris, is that the letter G?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I love oxtails.
Well, they were delish there. I also, and this place is still relatively new, and goodness knows it's gotten all kinds of hype, but I did finally go to Port Fonda for brunch, where the music was listenable and the food was absolutely delicious. And the Bloody Mary bar is like none other I've seen.
Why don't you explain that briefly?
Well, you get to.
Do they give you a glass of tomato juice and you have to?
No, you pick your tomato juices, you pick your vodkas, you pick every single thing about it. And
but they assemble it at the bar.
No. There's a bar that you walk to and
it's like
that.
A Bloody Mary buffet.
Yes, it's a Bloody Mary. It's a Bloody Maria buffet, mm-hmm. is what they call it.
Well, I'm glad you're sticking with the theme.
And yeah. You put in your own liquor, too?
I don't think so.
I can't imagine.
I don't think so.
Well,
I...
Christine can be pushy that way.
Was that why that guy grabbed it out of my hand? No, but it's a really generous. I mean, they have. You look at that Bloody Mary bar, and you could actually have breakfast right from it. I mean, they had giant, wonderful-looking crackers, and they had bacon, and the food itself was
my
wonderful.
My husband would love that. Bloody Marys are his favorite.
Oh, well.
Drink.
I saw a picture on Facebook, Ryan maybe from the Rieger, who had made a Bloody Maria and put a chicharron on top.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yes. Yeah, really, really, yeah. really good. So. And that's their brunch in Port Fonda's at 4141 Pennsylvania.
And I want to just sort of reiterate some of the places we have talked about already. The Paleo Grill is at 500 Walnut. Drunken Fish, 14 East 14th Street. Pig and Finch, I hope I have this correct, Mary, 11570 Ash.
Yep.
West Side Local is at 1663 Summit. And G's Jamaican is at 7940 Troost.
And Charles, I remember you telling me when this place opened that I would love this place, and I never got there, and I finally did. Anton's Tap Room and Restaurant, which is at 1610 Main, and I would highly recommend this place. You look it up online, and there's a lot of comments that aren't particularly positive, mostly about the wait times, which we did not encounter. The place.
I think that was an issue early on.
Yeah, I think they've taken care of it. The place was packed. The food is delicious. They had really good onion rings, a great dessert. They have really good desserts there as well. Short ribs. I had a hamburger that was scrumptious.
You know why the desserts are so good?
Yeah.
Carter Holton is the pastry chef.
Yeah.
Great beer selection.
Huge beer selection.
Huge. I mean, don't they have like over 70 on tap?
Yeah.
I think so.
Exaggerating there?
No.
Okay. We are taking your calls, 816-235-2888. And we have Dan on the phone. Dan in South Kansas City.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, Dan. What's up?
I just called in real quick. You guys are talking about buffets today, and are you aware of Legend of Asia out in Blue Springs?
No, what is the address?
It's on 7 Highway, and it's close to 40 Highway.
Okay. What makes Legends of Asia such a great buffet?
Well, it's one of these Uber buffets, which is, you know, whatever that is. But it's really high quality. But the thing is, they have an actual sushi bar with two sushi chefs at all times. And it's actually extremely good sushi. It is not buffet Korean-style poop sushi. It's extremely good. It's big hunks of raw fish. You know, it's nigiri, not sashimi, but it's really, really good. And it's $8 for lunch and $12 for dinner.
And it's all you could eat?
Yeah. And I can no longer go to a sushi place and spend $75 because I can just fill up on salmon nigiri. It's like $90 worth of salmon nigiri. It's ridiculous.
So, Dan, is this an Asian fusion place, all different kinds of Asian cuisine?
Yeah, it's a Pan-Asian Uber buffet. They've got the Mongolian grill there, which I've never even bothered with because I eat a tiny bit of food off the buffet and then just gorge myself on sushi.
And is it the traditional Chinese-American dishes like General Tso's chicken on the buffet?
It's humongous. They have everything. And it's actually all really high quality, and I don't waste time. I just go for the seafood items that are my favorite. So every time I think I get cream spinach, clams, cold mussels with some kind of red sauce on them that are extremely good. The baby octopus salad, mussels and black bean sauce. And then I just start eating.
Well, let me ask you this definitive question. Do they have a salad bar? And does the salad bar have Jell-O cubes?
No, it really does have. It has all of those terrible things as well. I mean, there are
Listen, if a buffet does not have Jell-O cubes, it is not a true American buffet in my never to be on mold.
Well, it has everything to make Americans very happy. I assure you. I don't understand how people can get that.
Well, hey, thank you.
One thing I will say is that, you know, the dessert's pretty crummy in my experience.
Who eats dessert after Jell-O cubes? Yeah, Jell-O cubes are the dessert. Hey, thank you so much, Dan. We have a couple of emails. Kara writes, Karma Sutra in Overland Park has the best buffet in town. I think that's just a lunch buffet. Am I correct?
I don't know.
Okay. Mark adds, his favorites are Bangkok Pavilion at 96th and Metcalf for Thai food. That is a pretty good Thai buffet, mm-hmm. And I think they have it at night, too. And this is going to be, I think, a perennial that comes up for Indian food buffets, Rushi at College and Antioch. Mm-hmm. Both, he writes, are the best buffets of their type in the city. We want to know your favorite buffet. What are the best buffets in the city? Join the conversation by calling us at 816-235-2888 or send an email to centralstandard@kcur.org. I need to throw out I have eaten at all of the casino buffets, and they range from not very good, Harrah's, to outstanding, which is Ameristar, because it has maybe the most lavishly laden buffet. I mean, you know, it's all in the casino buffets. It's all about quantity, not quality, and I think that's because when you lose all your money, then you can, you know, eat. But the Epic Buffet at the Hollywood Casino at Kansas Speedway, and that would be at the Legends Complex.
And I think that's supposed to be pretty good quality, not just quantity.
I have heard that. I do know that on Wednesday nights from 4 to 9 p.m., they have a lobster dinner. And when they first opened, and this is a friend of mine who worked out there told me this, when they first opened on lobster night, or they had whole Maine lobsters, and there were people that were putting them in their purse.
Which is, so do they still do lobster night?
They still do lobster night. And for $29.99, the price includes 4 good-sized lobster tails.
They cut you off at 4.
You can pay an upcharge.
Because you can fit a lot of lobster tails in your purse as well.
I have. Many times. And they have a crab and seafood night on Sunday, the same price from 4 to 9. I have not been to the Epic Buffet, and I'm eager to have one of our callers call in at 816-235-2888 and tell us what they thought.
And if they have a lobster in their purse.
I know. I'm eager to try it. I usually avoid casino buffets because I do feel kind of gross when I leave. But with this seafood aspect, I'm going to
have to
try
this. The thing about casino buffets is that they're loss leaders, and they're usually pretty cheap, but sometimes they're not. Let's go to, is it Dania?
Dana,
how are you?
Hi, I'm good. I just wanted to add to the previous caller that called about Legends of Asia and Blue Springs. I don't eat the sushi there, but their regular Chinese buffet is the best I've ever been to. And, you know, a lot of Chinese buffets are icky. but this isn't like that. Their food is very high quality, fresh, always hot. And you always see a lot of Asians there, too. So that always makes me think that it's better.
But Dana, if you were going to give us a landmark to on 7 Highway to let people know where Legends of Asia is, what would be the closest landmark?
Well, let's see. It's between 40 Highway and Colburn Road.
Okay.
And it's in a strip mall. And there's a Culver's out front.
Okay.
Of that parking lot.
Okay. Well, that's another plug for Legends of Asia. Thank you.
Yeah.
Everyone has their own favorite Chinese buffet.
You know, I don't. I feel like I haven't found a great one in Kansas City, so I'm going to try Legends of Asia.
I think I might have to try Legends of Asia, too. When I worked out in Johnson County, and this was in the 80s and 90s, it seemed like there were like 5 million Chinese mm-hmm. buffets, and they all had, you know, crab rangoon and jello cubes. And maybe chop suey. But we are taking, we want to know what you think. We are going to take a break, I think. Are we not? When we're back, it's more and more buffets, so we'll load your plate. And you are back with us on Central Standard Friday. This is the buffet edition. We're talking about buffets with Christine Basica, Mary Block, and Emily Ferris, and myself, Charles Ferruzza. Charles Ferruzza, who never got a chance to go to what was for years the most legendary buffet in Kansas City, the legendary Gold Buffet, which apparently was a combination like Vegas stage show venue, and they had a buffet. A friend of mine, I once asked her, I said, well, what did they serve at the Gold Buffet? She said, all I can remember ever eating there was a piece of fried chicken, coleslaw, and jello cubes. So if you remember the Gold Buffet, we're at 816-235-2888. And let's go to Jesse in Leavenworth. Jesse.
Yes, that was an excellent Vietnamese restaurant in Westport. And it was closed because of cockroaches.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you know what happened to it? Did it reopen anyplace else?
Sun Song? Was that what
yeah.
it was called?
Yeah, I do not believe it has reopened.
No.
And believe me, if it does reopen, it will not be called Sun Song.
No, I'm sure. Yeah. But it had a good buffet.
Yeah, it was a very nice Vietnamese buffet. And I'm trying to think if there's any other Vietnamese buffets in the city. I do not think so.
I don't know.
I didn't think of one.
No. Right across the street from where that was, though, is Korma Sutra, and they have a nice Indian buffet at lunchtime.
Okay.
They do. Yeah.
Well, listen, thank you very much.
Thank you. And we are, the switchboard is starting to fill up, 816-235-2888. Christine.
Yes.
We don't want to venture really into the brunch thing.
Okay.
Because that's a whole different show. But if you had to go for a buffet brunch, where's your favorite?
Well, as of last night, I would go to Delhi's Buffet.
Well, that's not just a brunch buffet. That's open every night, I think.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. I think I tuned you out for a moment. You said if I had to go to a brunch buffet.
Right.
Oh, I'd probably go to Lydia's.
Well, let's talk about Delhi's.
Delhi's was a really fun experiment, a fun trip for us.
It's soul food.
It's Southern cooking. It is at 8055 State Avenue. In Kansas City, Kansas, 8055 State Avenue. It is, you know, you were talking about the best fried chicken you've ever had. It may be at Delhi's.
Mm.
It is really, really good. The they have fried catfish, fried chicken, ribs. Some nights they do special things every night. But
like what's tonight?
Well, tonight's Friday night. Fried fish, baked fish, gumbo, red spaghetti, fried potatoes, coleslaw, and et cetera, it says.
What hours is it open?
It is open from Wednesdays through Sunday. And it opens, it opens at 11 o'clock or something like that. So it's open for lunch. Let me just make sure. No, I take that back. Wednesdays open 2 to 7. Thursday 2 to 7. Friday 2 to 8, and Saturday 11 a.m. to 8, and Sunday 11 to 8.
So if you're going to go there for dinner, I suggest maybe you go early.
You go early. And Saturdays and Sundays are their biggest days. I want to tell you that the greens there, the collard greens, were absolutely fabulous, and the sweet potatoes, the yams. My husband hates yams. He loved those. They had liver and onions last night as well as the other things, and I don't like liver. And onions, it was wonderful. It was wonderful, and the neck bones were were just fabulous.
What is a neck bone? Chris?
A neck bone is the literal pieces of your neck that have the meat in between them.
But not your neck, like a chicken.
A pork. Yeah, typically.
And while we're on the subject of soul food style buffets, I want to give a shout out to Papa Lou's Soul Delicious on 12th Street. I hope someone calls in with the exact address. It's a wonderful, small, family-owned buffet. Papa Lou's, I love it. And I think we have a call about the legendary Peachtree. Don, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Don, is the Peachtree buffet part open again?
Yes, it is opened, I think, in the last several weeks. And I popped in there the other day, and it was outstanding.
Is it in the same space where the original
yep.
buffet was?
Yes, exactly. On Eastwood Trafficway, just off of 435.
That's good news. Okay.
Yeah.
And same quality of food?
Was excellent. They had baked chicken and fried chicken and meatloaf and some, I think, oxtails perhaps. But and all the vegetables, you know, the greens and the sweet potatoes. And it was outstanding.
That's great. Okay. The Gold Buffet on Eastwood Trafficway.
That's the Peachtree Buffet.
Oh, Peachtree Buffet.
At 6800 Eastwood Trafficway.
Thank you so much.
I want to remind our listeners that I'm over here taking hopefully pretty accurate notes that we will post on kcur.org after the show. So if you missed an address, you can find the locations we discussed and their addresses.
Thank you, Emily. And the reason I mentioned the late belated Gold Buffet is we actually have a call about it. Vicki, are you with us?
Oh, yes. I grew up in this city. And every year we would make it there at least once or twice for someone's birthday.
To the Gold Buffet. Did you see Foster Brooks or Marie Osmond?
I think we actually did see Foster Brooks.
Yeah, he was there a lot, I guess.
Out of three couples, my folks and a couple other adult people, the only child. And so I went to all these adult events and everything because I was a young teenager. And they had some of the best salmon. Actually, it was the Gold Buffet that introduced me to salmon because they would do the entire fish.
Mm. Wow, okay. And they had good Jell-O cubes, I understand.
I don't remember their Jell-O cubes, but I've had many.
All right. Hey, thank you so much. And let's go to on this theme, and we'll get away from it after this. Joe in Midtown.
Yes, I remember dining at the Gold Buffet, and it was a wonderful experience. And I would also like to add that during that time, it was one of the few places in the area, in the city, where many black people felt welcome. And they hosted a number of birthday parties and sort of banquets and award programs.
That's great.
And I grew up in the South and, had not seen as much many varieties of food until I did get a chance to eat at the Gold Buffet. It was a wonderful place.
Thank you, Joe. That's a lovely tribute.
Yeah.
All right, we are taking your calls about buffets in general in Kansas City at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. And let's go to Chris in Prairie Village.
Hi there.
Chris, what's up?
Oh, not much. Wanted to tell you guys about Masala's. It's an Indian food buffet over on about 91st and Metcalf.
Kind of in the parking lot of the Whole Foods.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, is that place closed for a while? Has it reopened?
It looks like it has. It had another cycle of closing and reopening here maybe about a year ago. But when I drove by it the other day, it looks like it's open again.
Is it still called Masala's?
Excuse me.
Okay. Someone's going to have to call and tell us about that.
I've tried to go a few times, and they've always been closed. Okay. I find if I attempt a restaurant too many times and they're not open, it's...
Yeah,
that would definitely be off-putting. But the cool thing about it was is they had some dishes that you don't see at most Indian food buffets. I guess the people that worked there told me that it was from another region that is not quite as represented. So I don't know what any of the dishes were, but they were all wonderful and very, very unique.
You've raised two interesting questions. One is Masala's Indian restaurant reopened in some fashion, and is that 91st and Metcalf?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also, if it is reopened, what is the name of it? So we will wait for other callers to tell us about that. Mary, what is your favorite buffet? If you had to go to a buffet,
you know, I don't You're other than I'm not a buffet person. I'd go to an Indian buffet. We did say if we were going to go to a buffet brunch. You mentioned Lydia's, and what I like about that place is it's not there aren't chafing dishes. It's like you're in somebody's home. They've got nice platters, and it's not overflowing with food, and it's very attractively presented. And then the other place is the Bristol. They have sushi and shrimp and a lot of other things on the buffet.
Now, you talking about Lydia's made me think that there's a nice Italian buffet, also, I believe, around the 91st
and Metcalf
area called Cinzetti's.
Oh, it's at 7201 West 91st Street in Overland Park.
And, you know, if you like Italian food and you like to eat a lot of it, there is a lot of it there. I actually like that place.
I like it a little bit too much. I cannot go there wearing pants that do not stretch.
Okay.
I have a name for it. I won't. It's not the nicest. I don't feel so good about myself when I leave there. The food is really good for buffet food.
I will say this: if you're going to take the whole family out, it's a super kid friendly place, and that is Cinzetti's. And what is the address again?
7201 West 91st Street in Overland Park.
And let's go to Toby. Toby?
Yes.
What do you want to tell us about?
Well, I wanted to say that I've always been attracted to buffets because they give you an opportunity to be introduced to new foods.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of why I think most Asian buffets are very successful, because I think most Americans don't cook their own Asian food. But I've had trouble finding a Korean buffet since I've lived in Kansas City. And there's a particular style that I think is really attractive about it, in that you get to do the meat yourself. So you go around and you pull it, you select the meat cold, and then you cook it at the table yourself. And I haven't found one since I've been here.
You know, I think I've eaten at every Korean restaurant in the Kansas City metro area, and I have not found a buffet. But Chosun out in Overland Park does, they do cook at the table, the Korean barbecue style, but you don't go and select your own meat.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I will certainly look for Chosun then.
And what do we have an address for Chosun?
I can in about 10 seconds.
Okay. Is that at 105th and Metcalf?
Yeah, it's in, somewhere right out there.
Near the DeBronx.
But, you know, your point is excellent, Toby, that a good way to be introduced to cuisines that you're unfamiliar with, jello cubes to chicken, is at a buffet.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could take a tiny, tiny portion without having to order a big plate.
Right. And I have an address for Chosun Korean Barbecue, which is 12611 Metcalf. So I think it's 126.
Okay, but there is another Korean place at 105th.
There is, and I don't remember the name of that.
Well, there's there's Rainbow Korean, and there's also Shoga.
Shoga is the
that's
one I'm
the
thinking
one of.
They're across the street from each other. We are taking your calls about buffets and your emails at centralstandard@kcor.org. We've got a call that I just can't bring myself to put on, but let's say, where have you been?
Well,
that's
okay.
Really,
well, you know, we've been talking about Indian buffets a lot, and I have to give a shout out to my favorite Indian buffet, which I think doesn't get a lot of credit because it's so close to Korma Sutra, but it's Taj Palace on 39th Street in Volker, and that's at 1706 West 39th Street. And they have a lunch buffet Monday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 2:30, and I think it's about $11. And
that's,
I love the service, love the food.
Is it a generous buffet? I mean, there's a lot of things
to try.
You
know, there aren't – it's not huge. It's not like the really, really long buffet. But everything on it I've tried has been really good. And, you know, there are a few Indian dishes I would be happy to eat every day. So they always have what I want on the buffet.
It's been a number of Indian restaurants since it was Lulu's. That's
Cafe Lulu back
Cafe
in the
80s. Cafe Lulu, yeah.
And where is it again?
Taj Palace is at 1706 West 39th. And they also serve dinner, but it is not a buffet, Monday through Sunday from 5 to 9:30. And they do takeout.
I'll give a shout out to my favorite Indian restaurant and buffet, India Palace, at 9914 West 87th Street in Lenexa. It's across from the original Thai place.
What's that address again, Mary?
9914 West 87th Street.
You know, I could be wrong. But I believe that India Palace is one of the oldest Indian restaurants in Kansas City. I think it all really sort of started out there.
Hmm. And it's India Palace.
India Palace,
okay.
Yeah. All right, we're talking about buffets. Emily, do you have other favorites?
I really like, this is a brunch buffet, the Eldridge in Lawrence, the Eldridge Hotel. They have a Sunday breakfast and brunch buffet. But it's not us. You walk up and put it from a chafing dish onto your plate. They have people working these stations.
Huh.
Yeah, so you can go and they'll make you an omelet. And then you can walk over to the next table and get some sausage or biscuits and gravy or fruit. And they have – it's a very refined buffet. And that is at 701 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence.
Okay, we've got another blast from the past here. Rich, are you on with us? All right,
okay.
Tell us what you want to tell us.
Yeah, this story about the Gold Buffet. I wasn't there that evening it happened, but Joan Rivers, when she was coming up, was booked there. And I guess the publicity was bad because not very many people showed up. And she was angry, and she launched a tirade against Kansas City. And I read about it in the Stars. That's only how I know about it, but I just remember it. But she can be really vicious, and I guess she was. And that's really all I had to say.
That's funny.
You know, there's nothing more terrifying than a vicious person at a buffet. I mean, it could just ruin you for life.
Can I raise a topic for discussion?
Yes.
Mongolian barbecue. Are they buffet, yay or nay? And what are our feelings? I'm not a big Mongolian barbecue fan.
It's funny because it's sort of a buffet in the sense that you
pile your plate really high,
yeah,
right,
I
and give them what you want to.
But they don't really have other things other than
right.
the
well,
things they cook in front of you.
Genghis Khan, which I feel like if I'm going to go for an Asian noodle dish, I want someone else to cook it. But they have these little dessert things and crab rangoon and egg rolls and soups.
Okay,
so it's
that's a buffet.
Sort of a buffet. Yeah. But I'm not into the whole making my own noodle dish and creating an Asian flavored sauce.
And I've never been to one where the sauces weren't way too salty.
Really?
Well,
yeah.
See, now Genghis Khan, it's almost a sauce buffet because you create your own sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got, well, and
don't they're all salty.
But don't they also have like ginger and things like that
mm-hmm.
that you can put in?
It's a buffet on many levels.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a quasi-buffet.
Quasi-buffet.
And then there's always, you know, the Golden Corral.
My favorite buffet of all time was in college at the Broadmoor Hotel. I went to school in Colorado Springs, and they didn't serve dinner on Sunday nights at our college. So we would all go to the Broadmoor Hotel for brunch, and it was like you were saying, Emily, with the different stations. They had this deep-fried French toast, and they sliced roast beef. They probably had lobsters, and it was $6.95. Now if you went, it's $39
yeah.
or $49. But we ate, you know, we ate enough. We didn't eat dinner that night.
Right.
And it was great.
Lobster for dinner at college.
Well, it was at the Broadmoor, so...
You know, that
the best
is,
was the deep-fried French toast. I've never had anything rival
amazing.
It.
Sounds
oh, that does sound good.
You know, there are places in Kansas City that serve, I'm veering away from the theme, deep-fried French toast. And
Mama's.
It's. I know that Mama's on 39th, which does not exist anymore, had a deep-fried cinnamon roll. Did they have deep-fried French
yes.
toast, too?
Yeah, it was really
it's
good.
So good for you.
Yeah.
We've got a call about masalas. Kim, are you with us?
Yes, I am. It's my neighborhood, and I didn't go out of my way. I just drove by it. It is still masala, and they're open as we speak.
Okay.
So masalas is still the name. It is open, and we're assuming it may have a buffet.
Hey, I didn't go in because I'm in home, but I just drove by it on 91st, and it's the same name, and the open sign is turned on.
Hey, thank
Great.
You, Kim. That's excellent news. And that's Masala's at 91st and Metcalf. A caller called in and emailed us with information about the Delhi, which Chris Basica talked about. What is the address of the Delhi again?
8055 State Avenue. And it's about a mile and a half east of 435 and State. So it's really easy to get to.
Yes, except it's in a shopping strip with a small sign. I had to drive around a little bit looking
for
it.
Yeah, well, the Go Chicken Go is right in front of it, which is somewhat ironic.
This caller said that the hours are 11 to 7 Wednesday through Thursday, but lunch is over at 2. Is that – they don't serve continuously?
Yeah, okay. 11 – okay, it doesn't say on this card. It just says 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. So 11 – they are open for lunch, and it's like 9 or 10 bucks. It's really inexpensive and so
it's also
good.
A nice family-owned place. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you have a question.
Yeah, this is Mike from OP, and I was just kind of curious. Are there any good pizza buffets in the Kansas City area? I've been to like 5 different ones, including – two that are, you know, not chain and three chain restaurants, and I won't name them all, but it's hard to find a good pizza buffet.
Well, what is your definition of a good pizza buffet?
Well, I guess maybe my last name, I shouldn't say, I won't say my last name, but I'm Italian, so maybe my standards are too high. But, you know, I've been to places like Pizza Street, Godfather's, CC's. There's even a new one in Lenexa called, it begins with a G. I'll say it, Gambino's. And it's okay, but it's just not, I guess the pizza was good, but they just didn't keep it stocked very well.
Mike, you're in Overland Park, you said?
Yes, I am.
Well,
I'll travel anywhere in the Kansas City area.
Cinzetti's actually has real, I'm very picky about my pizza, and Cinzetti's at 91st and Metcalf always has a good selection of pizzas, and their pizzas are very good.
But you have
anything
to...
else that's not such a, it's a little, that's kind of a bit pricey, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Tory's always used to have a buffet. I don't even know. Tory's in Westport. Oh. We used to go when my kids were younger. I don't even know if it's still open.
Hmm. Well, maybe I also posted on Facebook, so maybe someone will see it and respond there, too, maybe another listener.
All right. Well, Mike, good luck in finding the perfect pizza buffet that matches your expectations. Okay, we have an interesting buffet story from Jennifer.
Yes, how are you?
Good. You have a Jell-O Cube story, right?
I do. I love Jell-O Cube, and my family would go to buffets, which I absolutely hate. So we had a big function, like 30, 40 people, and I got my Jell-O Cube, and inside my Jell-O Cube was this mosquito that was suspended. It was actually quite interesting.
You know, that's a version of the ancient Amber story where bugs would be, well, you know.
But we got like 19 free meals out of it. So
out of that one mosquito?
Out of that one mosquito. Yeah, it paid off well. But there were like 30 or 40 of us, so... I don't know.
You know, mosquitoes wind up everywhere. You just can't avoid them. You know.
Think of how sad the mosquito was to die that way.
I hope.
Oh, it's probably good though, Jell-O. Yeah.
I hope it was a good lime Jell-O. Right. Let's go to. This is an interesting call. Carol.
Yes.
You have a story for us?
Yes, we're transplants from Iowa, and we went to the Gold Buffet in the back of the bowling alley. In Winterset, Iowa.
Oh, there was a Gold Buffet there, too?
Yes, there was. And that we sat next to a couple one night who said that they were either they were part of the family that owned the Gold Buffets.
Oh, okay.
They were a part of the same chain, I guess the two different restaurants. And it was the back of a bowling alley. And being from a farm area, it was quite an exciting thing to go there. It was a destination.
Well, did they have live entertainment at the one in Iowa?
No.
Okay.
It was just...
I guess the bowling was the entertainment, yeah.
Exactly. But their apple salad is what I remember as a child.
Tell me about it.
Well, it was whipped cream and you know, your top, like a Waldorf, only it was much richer.
Well, we're going to have one of our callers call in. Hey, thank you, Carol. Call in and tell us where you can find an apple salad on a buffet in Kansas City.
I like apple salad,
I do, too.
Actually.
I like Waldorf salad.
Yeah.
It's probably not the easiest place to find a... let's go to Maggie. Maggie, are you in Bates City?
Okay, yes, and I parked.
You're parked? Oh, you've been parked patiently waiting. Okay.
Pardon me?
Go ahead.
I have another Gold Buffet story.
Okay.
All right, We've been having a literal smorgasbord of Gold Buffet stories today.
Yes, that's right. January 24th, 1976, my husband and I married. This was the second time around for both of us. We didn't have a lot of money. He thought he was marrying a rich Johnson County girl, and I thought I was marrying a rich farmer. We went to the Gold Buffet and saw Mel Tillis.
Oh, Mel Tillis, the country singer and stutterer. Yeah. Yeah.
And the only food I remember was prime rib.
Well, you know.
That's a great story, actually. And prime rib, that didn't sound so bad.
Listen, prime rib, Mel Tillis, and I hope you had a nice honeymoon. I want my wedding reception to be at a buffet. I haven't decided which one. Christina writes in an email, the best buffet is definitely Cinzetti's, great food. Emily, not our Emily, but Emily shares in an email, Granite City has a good brunch buffet. Nice scones, build your omelet station, biscuits and gravy, fruit, prime rib, ham and prime rib carving stations. They have a Granite City at Legends and Zona Rosa. I have not been to that buffet.
I haven't either.
I have not either.
So, let's see. Is this another? You know, we should have probably stopped at the mosquito encased in the Jell-O Cube story. I don't know if we can even top that. I don't even know if I want to top that. What is my favorite buffet?
I was just going to ask.
Yeah, there's so many to choose from. I do happen to like the Horizon Buffet at the Ameristar Casino because there is, you know, you can always find something. You know, they have a good assortment of pizzas now that I think mm-hmm. about it, and it's not terribly expensive for our previous caller, Mike. But they've got something for everybody, whether you want it or not.
That's a good thing.
You know, and I like people watching at that buffet because you see people, well, juggling plates that are so piled with food.
So is that really who likes buffets the best?
Are fat people?
Well, yeah, I was going to put it more subtly, but people that want to eat just a whole lot. I love the caller that said you get to try different things.
Right.
You know, that's given me a whole new rationale.
That's my new excuse.
Right. And for an Indian buffet or an ethnic buffet, that does make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But for these other ones, I think it's more about, you know, getting a lot of bang for your buck.
I don't know. I need to go taste what 4 different pasta sauces taste like, ladies.
Yes. real quickly, an email from a caller, from a listener. Two great Indian buffets in the Northland, both lunch only. Swagat in Zona Rosa and Siva, both of which I've been to. That's also in the Northland at, I think, Highway 152. And that buffet was very, very fresh.
Siva is, I have the address here. It's at 8674 Northeast Flintock Road.
And I think we have exhausted the topic of buffets. But that's in a whole nother show. Our show was produced today by Matthew Long Middleton with help from Monica Sandreski. Our announcer is Kim Noble. And thanks to my wonderful fellow food critics today, Chris Pasica, who will never go to another buffet, Mary Block and Emily Ferris. Remember, you could find a list of all the restaurants we mentioned today at kcur.org. Central Standard Friday, and archival recordings and podcasts of all of our previous shows are there. Up to Date is next with reviews of the latest art and independent films. I'm Charles Ferruzza. This is Central Standard Friday, so go fill up your plate.